It's really vulnerable. It's unlike anything I've ever done. There's a kind of intentional modesty to the music. It's not flashy, which is not to say that, you know, it's not complex in places, but I was really trying to get my ego out of it and really just kind of serve the stories that I'm trying to tell. And it makes the experience of doing it live feel very naked and vulnerable, because there aren't moments where I'm, you know, doing flashy stuff on the piano or whatever. It's really kind of sharing an extremely raw experience that I had over, you know, over a period of 2 weeks a couple years ago with strangers every night. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, or maybe 5 weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, right around the time of the horrible synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, which is where I'm speaking to you from, which came on the heels of the attempted bombings of all of the, you know, critics of the president, I had this fear that the optimism or the sort of like notion of, you know, we can recognize each other's humanity despite difference. I had this fear that that sentiment was going to feel cheap and hollow and naive in the aftermath of those events. And in fact, I think as things have gotten worse, in terms of, you know, division in the country, it seems that audiences are responding with greater, I think enthusiasm is the wrong word, but it seems like people are having more intense emotional experiences in response to these songs, at the same time that it remains, you know, one of the more vulnerable tours that I've done personally.